Okay, let's begin our discussion of this week's topic, which is a topic that should be on our minds every second of our life, as we will see. Those who are in Beit Shemesh for Shabbos, we spoke a little bit. Are we awake? That was the Shabbos afternoon shiur. Today we're going to speak about, are we in control? And the focus, and let's see how we get into this topic. The end of the Parsha Shlach, we have the mitzvah of tzitzis, and in the same pasuk, we have one of the six constant mitzvos. Something we say twice a day in Shema, pasuk, the first source. You should see the tzitzis and remember all the mitzvot Hashem and do them. And don't follow your heart and your eyes that you follow and that you go after. The Gemara in Brachas tells us what's achrei levavchem achrei enechem. As we know, achrei levavchem ze minus, that's heresy. Don't follow thoughts of heresy. Achrei enechem, your eyes, ze hirhur aveira, like by Shimshon, he followed his eyes. So this pasuk of Alos Asuru is one of the six constant mitzvot that the Sefer HaChinuch made famous. The first bir halacha in Chelek Aleph of the Mishnah Berurah, Simon Aleph. The first bir halacha says, I'm going to quote you the Sefer HaChinuch because it's so important, and I'm going to quote you the Lashon. So it's one of the longest bir halachas that we have that doesn't really talk about a machlokas. Right, it just quotes the Sefer HaChinuch, as you have in source number 3. Harutz, right at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. Kol Gadol Batara, right? The Rambam quotes the Mor Nevuchim. One of the only times that the Rambam quotes the Mor Nevuchim in all of Aruch Hayim, he quotes Shivis Hashem L'Nagdi Tavis Zek Kol Gadol Batara Malas HaTzadikim. Right, and you have to always remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. So says the Bir Halacha, says the Chavetz Chaim, Marotz L'Kaim Shivisi Karoi Yizdaris L'Kaim Ashenechta B'Shem Sefer HaChinuch. You have to be Mizaris to fulfill what the Sefer HaChinuch says. And because it's so beloved, his Lashon, many quoted it, and here it is. He paraphrases the six mitzvot of the Sefer HaChinuch. There are six mitzvot that apply every second of our life. Most mitzvot do not. Right? Keeping kosher does not apply every second. If I have food in front of me, I have to make sure it's kosher or not kosher. If I have the mitzvah of tzitzis, only if I have a four-cornered garment. Most mitzvot are situational. But there are six mitzvahs that apply every second of our life. And we're not going to focus on one of them now, but, right, number one, Emuna, Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, number two, Avodah Zarah, L'yelecha Lohem Acherim, number three, four, and five, Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. Yichud Hashem is another shir that we haven't spoken about. What does it mean, Yichud Hashem, Hashem Echad, believing Hashem is one? That's a topic, hopefully, that we'll talk about. Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, and V'los Asurach Me'levavcha V'acherei Necha. Or do not follow one's heart and one's eyes. The question that always bothered me by this chinuch, I didn't really think about it until this afternoon for a couple of hours, preparing the shiur, and that is, the first five seem to be major, general, all-encompassing belief in God, don't believe in other gods, love God, fear God, believe in the uniqueness of God, and don't follow your eyes and your heart. It kind of seems like it's important, but it seems much more limited and small focus. Not that small is bad, but to be a mitzvah tmidi, don't you have to be kind of like all-encompassing, applying every second of our life? And v'los asuru, is that really applying every second of our life? You know, if I'm not near women and I'm not thinking heretical thoughts and I'm just in the middle of something else, like, I'm not speaking Lashon Hara right now. Am I getting credit for not speaking Lashon Hara right now? The Rabban says the mitzvah, I say, probably not. It's only if you're about to speak Lashon Hara and you control yourself that you get the mitzvah. That's not one of the mitzvahs to Midios. Right? So why does Los Asuru get in there? But how is it one of those mitzvahs to Midios? It seems on the surface much more limited and small, not small in quality, but small in terms of application than the others that apply. Furthermore, is it really adding anything? Don't be a heretic. We already have the mitzvah to believe in God and not to believe in other gods. Right. Don't follow your eyes. We already have averas called Gili Arayas. We have a separate avera, though, Sikrubu Legalis Erva. Right? Do not come close. And that includes all the inappropriate behaviors between men and women. Right? So A, it seems small. Two, like, what do we need it for? And don't we know everything? What is it adding? What is it adding? Right? Many of the other general mitzvos, the Rambam does not count as separate mitzvos. Kedoshim Tiyu. Even the Ramban doesn't count as a separate mitzvah. They're nice ideas. Kedoshim Tiyu, Tamim Tiyu, Mashem Elokecha, the Ramban might count it, but Tamim Tiyu, all these nice, Vasisa Yashar Vatov, they're great ideas, but they don't add something specific, so they're not counted. But here, as we'll see, it's counted as a separate mitzvah. So, A, it seems smaller. B, it seems that it must be adding something. What exactly is it adding? 1/2 questions. Other question. It's in the same pasuk as tzitzis, which is also not always focused on. This is a very long pasuk. And if I would have asked, you know, we might have thought that it's really two psukim. Right? That sounds like a pasuk. And then, no. It's in the same pasuk. And remember, the psukim come from Moshe Rabbeinu. The prakim come from non-Jews. But the psukim come from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says, "Kol psuki dilo paskin, Moshe analo paskinan." So Moshe Rabbeinu was dictated by Hashem to put these two ideas in the same pasuk. And the question is, ma kesher? What is the connection between these two mitzvahs in the same pasuk? Right, that's called the hekesh. Right, smichus, smuchin is two psukim next to each other. Hekesh is within the same pasuk. Right, what are these two? So what is velosa sur up to tzitzis? Okay, you see tzitzis and you shouldn't see this. Right, what exactly is the parallel between the two? The Gemara Menachos tells us, right, the sugis of tzitzis are in Menachos. Source 4, Menachos, Mem Gimel, as we know, Tanya Yidach, or Isimoso, Uzachartim is called mitzvahs Hashem, Shkula mitzvahs Zukenegon, Kola mitzvahs Kulan. Tzitzis is one of those mitzvahs that are connected to Kola Kula. We're going to get to a little bit later. Rev Volbi has a separate sefer called Mitzvos Shkulos. It's a sefer where he comes up with the seven mitzvos in Chazal that are connected to Kol HaTorah, and he writes a sefer about those seven mitzvos called Mitzvos Shkulos that are shakal connected to Kol HaTorah. We'll have a little bit later, but one of them is tzitzis. Tzitzis, Eretz Yisrael, Bris Milah, Shabbos, Staka, Avodah Zarah. Right, so it comes up with seven. I once mentioned it in a shiur a number of years ago, and I got an email. Somebody found a Piskei Zuta Rabba something that found like another one or two that are also connected to Kol HaTorah. I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I have to come out with a expanded mitzvah shkulos. But either way, the Gemara tells us that tzitzis is connected to Kol HaTorah Kula. So tzitzis is major. Rashi quotes at the end of the Parsha, the Gematria of tzitzis, plus the eight strings, plus the four knots, so altogether 613, but tzitzis somehow is connected to Kol HaTorah Kula. So is that parallel to V'losasurach Be'levavchem Achreinechem? What is the connection between, you know, these two mitzvahs? Is Los Asuru also opposite Shakol Keneged Kol HaTorah Kula? Implicitly, the Chizkuni seems to be bothered by this. Because how does he read the Pasuk? Source 5. Right, what's the simple understanding of the Pasuk? Look at the tzitzis. Ure'isim osa u'zachartim is called mitzvot Hashem. You'll see the tzitzis. Or you'll remember all the mitzvahs. Va'asisim osam. V'los Asur achil v'avchem achrei nechem. So what does the Chizkuni say? So V'los Asura is going back on just the phrase right before. It's called Mitzvot Hashem. It's not going back on Tzitzis. Tzitzis reminds us of all the mitzvahs, but when you think of all the mitzvahs, then that's going to lead to V'los Asura Chil Vavar Echreinechem. He kind of is like emphasizing that don't think this V'los Asura is connected to Tzitzis. It's connected to the Uzachartim, it's called Mitzvot Hashem. But if you look in the other Rishon, you look in the Eben Ezra, you look in Rabbeinu Bachai, they say, no, somehow tzitzis specifically protects from Velos Asuru. And there's a connection between the first half of the Pasuk and the second half of the Pasuk. And the question is, what is it? What is that connection? Or you see, the Rabbeinu Bachai, Hatzitzis ye la'osu l'simin, shelo yirdof ha'adam achrei ahiru alei, v'chol ha'shisha sha'alu einav. So again, how general is it? It seems, limited. What is it adding? What's the connection to tzitzis, which is in the same pasuk? Finally, one other question. Don't follow your eyes and your heart. Are our eyes and hearts inherently evil? The Torah says, don't follow your eyes. What, our eyes are bad? It doesn't say don't follow your bad eyes. It says don't follow your eyes, as if the eyes are something that you shouldn't follow. And if your heart, don't follow your eyes, don't follow your heart. What's wrong with our eyes and our heart? Are there psukim in Tanakh that talk about the positive? Reflect the positive. Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Tana b'ni libchali, give me your heart. Ve'inecha d'rachai titzorna. And your eyes will guard my path. Right, we say in Shema, serve Hashem b'chol v'avchem, with all your heart. Right, the Gemara Sanhedrin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu libaboy. Hashem wants our heart. Right, Messiah, that the Gemara there talks about how their earlier generations might have known less Torah, but they were moser nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same Gemara in Brachos, you might be familiar with it from Brachos. The Gemara talks about why there was nisim done for the earlier generations, not the later generations. Right? They say the earlier generations only learned certain siddurim, but we learned all six siddurim. Right? We even learned shvius. Right? The Gemara says even uksim, but not throwing shvius. Right? And yet they have nisim done for them, and we don't. The Gemara says Rachmana libaboy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu libaboy. So Hashem likes the heart and our eyes. So what does it mean? Don't follow your eyes and your heart. Okay, maybe the secret of all of this is embedded in the Minyan HaMitzvos, in a question that's asked on some of the Rishonim. How many mitzvos are there in this pasuk? Losa says, don't follow your eyes and your heart. How many mitzvos are there that are counted? If you look at the Rambam, one. There's only six mitzvos in the year, not seven. Right, so one mitzvah of Los Asurach Levavcha Machrei Neichem. That's the Rambam. Or you have it there in source number 11, mitzvah number 47, mitzvah Mem Zayin. Shehizhirat. So it's pretty early. Again, the Rambam's order in Sefer HaMitzvahs, we don't exactly know the entire order. The chinuch is parsha, but the Rambam has clusters of mitzvos. He has clusters. Here are the karbanos, and here are these, here are that. There have been doctoral theses written about the Rambam's order. The first number, obviously, are definitional. But 47 is pretty early. 47 in 365. So 47, the Rambam says, is Shizironos lo sasurachei levavenu. Don't follow our heart. Ad shenamin deo shem hefech adeo shechiyavtanu atorah. Until we believe deos that are the opposite of what the Torah once, and then he quotes Echrei Nechem. We'll get to some of the lines a little bit later, Be'ezus Hashem. But the Rambam counts one mitzvah. And the Menachas Chinuch asks, why is it one mitzvah? Sounds like two ideas. Achrei Levavchem. Velos Asuru is going on both. Velos Asuru Achrei Levavchem, Velos Asuru Achrei Nechem. Minus Znus. Heresy, adultery. Sounds like two different ideas. Avodah Zarah and Arayos are two of the big three. So here in the Pasuk, don't follow Achrei Levavchem Achrei Nechem. Ask the Menachas Chinuch, quoting from the other Achronim. Why does the Rambam count one mitzvah? Or the Ramban here doesn't argue. Ask the Menachas Chinuch. L'shitas HaRamban HaNefratim B'lavei Shebeklalos Shebeklalos Nimnav Kol Echel L'mitzvah B'fnei Atzma Amai Lo Mana Kan Shtei Mitzvos. It should be two. And if you look at some other Rishonim, they do count it as two. If you look at the smak, Sefer Mitzvos Katan, right, one of the Bali Atosvos, right, they count two mitzvos. I didn't give it to you, but if you look in the Shari Tshuva or Bini Yona, it talks about it in two different places. Two mitzvos, Achrei Levavchem and Achrei Nechem. So what's the Shitas HaRamba? What's the Shitas HaRamba? So suggest the Mitzvos HaMelech, from a cement from Chicago. Let's start with the smak. What does the smak hold about Velos Asurach Levavchem Achrei Nechem as we have understood it until now? There's two separate themes, two focused, limited, narrow averos. Velos Asurach Levavchem is one, Velos Asurach Nechem is the other. Let's start with a Nechem. The smak in mitzvah, Chaf Ches, Chaf Tes, and Lamed. Mitzvah Lamed is the Isser of Velos Asurach Nechem. We have to look at the context of the smak. The smak has three mitzvahs, which he titles, look at the title of 13. This is the smak's lashon. If you look in the smak, he has this on the top of these three mitzvahs. Halacha mitzvahs atzvuyin ba'ayin. These are I mitzvahs. E-Y-E. And what does he count there? Well, his takel betzitzes, Shelo lehistakel b'tzlamim. Don't look at idols. Avodah Zarah. I remember growing up, a certain person in my family, like whenever you walk by, I grew up in Far Rockaway, so some of you might know the Five Towns on Central Avenue. So when you get to like by the new, like after high school is over there. Yeah, across the street there's a church over there. So I remember whenever we used to walk, we had a park there, I was never allowed to look to that side. Right? Well, let's talk about Slamim. So these businesses have to do with vision. Look at your senses, don't look at Slamim, and don't look, don't follow your eyes. So the smock says, yeah, it's following your eyes. And if you look in the mitzvah Yud Beis, I didn't give you the other surrounding, but he has three or like seven mitzvahs that are connected to the heart. Don't follow your heart. Don't follow your thoughts. They're specific mitzvahs about a specific topic. And that's why the smock counts them separately. Because the two are very different. You don't count them as one. And as we look in Source 15, the Mitzvah Samelach says, again, the Mitzvah Samelach is a gorgeous Sefer on Sefer HaMitzvahs, Lumdus, and Brisker Torah, and Biuri Ashitas. He has three volumes on Mitzvah Saseh, and Mitzvah Lo Saseh is the first one. I don't know if the second one came out yet. I don't know. But says the Mitzvah Samelach, according to the Smak, Ha'isra Nimne Ba'achrei Enechem Hu Isra Tali Be'enayim. L'chein Shaper Chiluku Milav D'lo Sazrachil Avchem.
But according to the Rambam, it's not true.
Let's go back to the Rambam for a minute. And it's even more explicit in the Chinuch. Let's start with the Rambam. Back to the Rambam. When the Rambam counsels the Surah Kalevatha Vachanechem in one mitzvah, what does he say? Shizhiradu Shalallah Sarachrelo Aveinu Achinam in Deos. Don't follow your hearts until you believe things that are Hefech Adeos Shechiaftonu Torah, that are opposite of what the Torah demands. Aval Nikatzer Machshavateinu. Shorten your thoughts. V'nasim lagvul ta'amod etzlo. Put a boundary on your thought process, says the Rambam. That's a little more general. He doesn't just say, don't be a heretic. Don't think heretical thoughts. The Rambam says, put a border on your thoughts. Let's keep reading. What does he say about v'lo sazrachrei einechem? Put a border on your eyes. And what does he say? Rotze ba'amro zuznus hemshech achar hahanaos v'hataivos hagashmios v'hisasek hamachshava bohem tamid. Says the Rambam, what's my anchor and focus of my life? This avera is not to have gashmius and antithetical ideas to Torah as the focus of my life. That's the mitzvah. That the center, the magnet, the magnetic force in my life is something that is gashmius, that is animalistic, that is just about physical pleasure. That's the mitzvah. It's not just about eyes. It's not just about znus. It's about focusing on this world as the be-all and the end-all of my existence. And not limiting what I take out of the world. That's the Rambam. The Rambam usually doesn't get machshavadik in the Sefer HaMitzvos. That's how he's defining the mitzvah. He's defining the mitzvah of not being pulled. Right? Hemshech achar hahanos. And the Rambam's one line turns into the Sefer HaChinuch 20 lines. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, and remember, he's the one that called it. He was the one that coined the Mitzvah Svidios. Chinuch now in Source 16, which we know the Chinuch always follows the Rambam. Inyan lav zeh, the inyan of this lav, shenim nan ushlo niyached machshav asenu lachshov b'deyos shem hefech hadas shatora tluya benuya lav. Right, we have to not be miyached, not to be miyached our thoughts into deos that the Torah is against, antithetical. And he continues. Not to focus our lives on other things. And he says, first of all, it's a siyag, obviously, what we focus on. But then he quotes, let's not do the whole thing, you can read it afterwards, but turn the page. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. The mitzvah applies to men and women always. Line 10. Va'over alzeh ve'yichid machshavaso be'inyanim elu shezacharnu. If somebody is miyachid their thoughts, focus. This mitzvah is not focusing on spiritual matters. Focusing my life, having a hesach hadas from ruchnius. That's this avera. It doesn't mean that I'm always involved in ruchnius. I could be playing a game. I could be playing basketball. I could be Shabbos afternoon, you know, playing a board game with some friends. I could be taking a walk. I could be going shopping. That's not antithetical. That's not being koveya my existence in gashmius. That's just living. Says the chinuch, if I'm miyachid my thoughts, when I leave the Torah, that's always my focus. It doesn't have to be women. It could be cars. It could be money. It could be my physical looks. It could be anything that's gashmi. That's the focus of my life. That's his avera. And the chinuch says, if somebody focuses on, has another center of their existence, so that's a bittul of this, that's a violation of this avera. You don't get malchus, it's a lav shein bo maisa. This mitzvah is about being God-centric. It's about recognizing that there are so many things that we're involved in our life. No, in our years in yeshiva, we're involved in less things. We're basically learning and davening, and hopefully being nice to each other. Maybe I should sort of say that in the opposite order. Being nice to each other and davening and learning. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. But again, that's, we have to recognize, we have to put a border on our involvement. Again, it does not mean that we shouldn't have fun. Hashem wants us to have fun and enjoy ourselves and have smiles on our faces. And like Rav Schechter says, there's a mitzvah to be normal. Right? We should live as healthy, normal individuals. But what's the focus of my life on a conceptual level? Right? What do I consider the center of my existence? That's this mitzvah. And that's the first parak of the Mesilas Yesharim. Right? We don't have to go so far. I don't think I ever finish. Like, after parak Aleph, you just start again. You know, the parak Aleph is so heavy, and so, I guess, I should finish one time, but again, you've seen other, there are later parakim also that are oft-quoted. But the Mesilas, the parak Aleph, right? Chovas Adam Balamo. Yisora Chasidus v'Shor Shavoda. What's the focus? Sorach sheyasim mabato magamaso b'cholasher hu amel kol yemei chayav. What's the focus? Sha'adam lo niver el hisani gal Hashem v'leinas mizav hashchina. To be connected to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's the goal of our life. And so many things in our life pull us in other directions. But that's the goal of life. We're not angels. Hashem put things in this world to try to pull our focus away from Him. He hides Himself. Right, there are many marchikim, and you know it's our challenge. Right, so it's a battle out there. It's a milchama. Mitzvahs aren't always easy. They're not painful. Meshech Chachma points that out. Mitzvahs aren't painful inherently. That's why women aren't misuv and puravu. But mitzvahs sometimes are challenging. Having kavanah in davening is challenging. Right? There are things that we might not have thought of all day. We say the words Hashem Svas Tiftach. All of a sudden, our mind is full of everything. We haven't thought about certain things in so long, and all of a sudden, I have so many things to take care of today that I'm trying to work out. It's like, why am I thinking about this now? And that's the Yetzer Hara. Right, mitzvah v'yoseh. Right when we have to do it, we have to have kavanah. Boom. That's when it's the challenge. But again, what our focus has to be, the Mesilas Yesharim says, we have to try to be overcome the marchikim. That's the mitzvah. That's why it's counted as one and not two, because both achrei levavcha v'achrei einechem, the common denominator means that it is the focus of our life should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ruchnius, and the like. So our heart and our eyes aren't bad inherently. We just can't let them lead us. We have to lead them. Sometimes our heart and our eyes have a mind of their own, as the Mesilas Yesharim describes. So we have to try to bring him in and make sure they follow us and we don't follow them. So how is this connected to tzitzis in the same pasuk? Tosfos in Menachos, it was expanded upon by the Arachayim HaKadosh, but it's a little Tosfos in Menachos that gives such an insight into the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Gemara does not link the two, but Tosfos does. And then the Arachayim says it, and then the Rav Soloveitchik has an article in Reflections of the Rav about it. Tosfos in Menachos talks about the Gemara there. I didn't give you the Gemara. The Gemara talks about tzitzis being compared to a signet. So Tosfos says, Mashamadam achosim shal titlet tzitzis, shekain osin la'avadim. Vahatzitzis made al Yisrael shem avdi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedisa beperek ma'isha, kavla da'avda tnan. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Zayin, those are all the Hotsah Gemaras. There are many dafim about Hotsah in Masechah Shabbos, more than any other malacha. And the Gemara talks about there's a certain type of signet that avadim used to wear. Could you wear it out on Shabbos or not? Is it called extra? Kind of like a Star of David, you know, in the Rahman al-Islam, right? So they had to wear, if somebody has this emblem to wear on their baguette, is that considered a masa? You can't wear it outside without an Arab, or is it bottled to the baguette? That's the discussion about kavla da'avda. Says Tosfos, tzitzis is our kavla da'avda. Tzitzis is our badge of identity. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. Rashi at the end of the parsha says it's connected. Tchelas is from the word shakul, right? Shakul means barren, right? Right after Makas Bechoros, we get tzitzis. We needed tzitzis right away. Why? Because Mistamer, Soloveitchik writes, Mistamer, we had some type of identifying beged that the Egyptians probably made us wear. Let's say anyway, they probably, Loshinu as Malbusham, but they probably made us wear a stamp. Something like that. Right after Yitzhak B'Shram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us tzitzis, because tzitzis is our kavla da'avda. Tzitzis is our stamp. It's our simin that we are avdei Hashem. That's what the Archaim says in this week's parsha. Vaylachem letzitzis, l'sachim avadim Hashem, v'ha'eved, v'oseh, kavla, yelachem simin, u're'isim oso, u'zachartim, and that's why tzitzis, u'zachartim, is called mitzvah Hashem. Why is it a kenegad kol ha'Torah kula? Because tzitzis isn't just one limited mitzvah. But tzitzis symbolizes a simin of our avdus. That's all encompassing. Simon of our office is all encompassing. The Nesiv Shalom writes, I didn't give it to you. I mentioned it in the Parsha Shir this week, that you know when you put on a talus in the morning, you wrap yourself up. There are halakhic reasons that type what's ituf, but he says you wrap yourself, you're in the world. What is that? What is that doing? We start our day wrapping ourselves. We are Avdei Hashem. Every part of me, everything I do today, is connected to Avodas Hashem. That's what tzitzis is. The focus of what I do in life is an Evan Hashem. That's what tzitzis means. And that's why tzitzis, right, the Yam, the Rakia, the Kisei HaKavod, it's not just a color issue. But as a being an Evan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means that I'm connected. Being I'm connected to the Kisei HaKavod. And here you have now the Mitzvah Shkulos, Revolbi, in Source 21. Tzitzis heim simin ha'avdus al bigdeinu. Just like mila is on our bodies, tzitzis is on our beged. V'kol machashiti ha'avdus. It's so tangible. V'kol chazaku roshim simin ha'avdus shebetzitzis. It's so tangible that it brings us to the B'nai HaShechina. And he quotes a medrash. Where's the medrash? They gave you the medrash. Where's the medrash? On the bottom. Now where did it start? With the boat and the captain? Like this. We're going the wrong way here. On the bottom. Bo Re'ei. Wait, did I skip? Did I quote the Medrash there? No. Oh, there it is. Line 14. Yeah. Mashal Le'echad Shemushlach L'toch HaMayim. Right, somebody is quoting from the Sifri, paraphrasing. Somebody is in the water, and he's flailing around, and he fell off the boat. Save me, save me. Hoshna kabarnita sachevel. They throw him a rope. They throw him a life preserver. Hold on to this life preserver. Grab it. Don't let it go. It's your lifeline. HaKadosh Baruch Hu throws us mitzvos. Because mitzvos are our lifeline in life. Every mitzvah that we do is a way to like grab on and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are tzitzis strings? Tzitzis are strings, says Revolbi, because it reminds us that we're an eved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that every mitzvah is a string. It's like a lifeline that's thrown to us by the captain of the world in order to grab on and hold on to dear life and to be saved from sometimes the craziness that's going on around us, wherever we find ourselves. Borei kamanifla mashal akabarnit, the mashal of the captain, amoshet chevel, mashal klayam, ha'adam b'li mitzvahs, toveya b'yam ha'tayvahs. Without mitzvahs, we're tavua, our focus is different. Tzitzis reminds us, it's our simon of being avdei Hashem. It reminds us that the focus of our life is Ruchnius, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe that's how tzitzis saves that man in Maseches Menachos. Remember the story, Menachos Ben Dalad? Hear the story, don't forget it. Very graphic story. So on the next daf, right after this, the Menachos that we saw before, right, Rabbi Nathan tells a story. There was a man who was Zahir in the midst of tzitzis. But he wasn't Zahir and not so many other things. Shama sheyesh zona bekrachei hayam. He hears that there's a zona on the other side of the yam that takes a lot of money for her services.
He
wore pashas, he wore tzitzis, but he wasn't so zohir in other things. Shigir lo arba meo zubim. He prepays. He sends her the money. He doesn't want to lose the opportunity. V'kavol hazman. Kshigi hazmana, what happens? He comes to the door, he travels over the seas. Nichnas ha-shefchasa. Her shifcha says he's ready. She gets ready for the sin. And the Gemara described there are 7 golden mattresses, and there's the gold, and there are ladders going each one, and she's on top. And he's about to sin, and all of a sudden the Gemara says the tzitzis come flying up, slap him in the face, and he catches himself, and he goes down, and he doesn't sin. And the woman is so inspired. Like, how do you do that? How do you control yourself? And he leaves. He says, Mr. Sidney, he leaves, and she's so inspired. The end of the story is that she goes and she converts. She's so inspired by this. But the tzitzis flew, maybe, is it a miracle? Tzitzis flew in the air and slapped him across the face. This man had a different focus in life, obviously. He traveled to the other side of the world and paid a ton of money because his focus was gashmius. He wasn't just somebody who sinned. Obviously, this was someone who the center of his existence was Arayos, was Gashmius. Tzitzis is what saved him. Why? Because tzitzis is the opposite. Tzitzis is the focus of Avdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe he had an epiphany. What am I doing? The message of tzitzis. They're opposites. Tzitzis is the opposite of Velos Asur Achrei Einecha. That's the story. That's the pasuk. So they're parallels to each other. Like the Rambam says, it's one mitzvah. It's about not being nimshach after Olam Hazeh. Not having my whole focus. So these two mitzvahs which share a pasuk then are mirror images of each other. It's about what the center of my life is. Again, the smach, it's about eyes, it's about heart. Rambam, it's one mitzvah. It's about don't be pulled into what you see here. Recognize that everything in this world is just a means to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. So they are mirror images of each other. And maybe that's already said by the Svarno. The Svarno in Source 23 on the Pasuk. On tzitzis. Not like what the Chizkuni said. No, it's referring to all the mitzvahs. No, it's tzitzis. Tizkeru sh'atem avadim lokel yisbarach. V'shekibaltim mitzvosa ba'alo b'shvua. U'bizeh b'rosam atzitzis. Shukachosam ha'melech b'avadav. When you see the tzitzis, which is your kavod avda, which is your signet that you are servants of Hashem, so that will prevent you from sinning. So it is major. It's not more limited than the other mitzvahs to Midios. Oh, it's just about eyes and hearts. No, no, no. It belongs in the group with Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. And what's our focus in life? Oh, why isn't tzitzis there? Okay, but tzitzis is a maisa mitzvah that you only do at a certain time. But Vos Asura applies always. It is a mitzvah. Tmidi encompasses everything. It's about having focus. About not having hesach hadas in life. And again, what does that mean, not having hesach hadas? Again, we're involved in a lot of things. You're in Tosas and Brachas. You only say one Birchas HaTorah in the morning. even though we're involved in a lot of things. Because in the back of our minds, you know, there's always Eina Miyayish Daita. So our life has to be one without a Hesach Hadas. That's the message of this mitzvah. Whatever we're involved in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate purpose of the world. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Yaakov Omer. Rabbi Yaakov is not such a common name. Rabbi Yaakov is one of the mysteries in some of the Akronim point out. Where there are certain names that the Tanam and Abraham didn't have. Avraham. Moshe. Those are some big ones. There's Rabbi Yitzchak. There's Rabbi Yaakov. There's Rabbi Yaakov. There's one of the mysteries. Ask them a number of big Rabbanim. They're like, no. You know, it's like, doesn't bother us so much. They were so special. Right after that, there were Gaonim with the name Moshe. There are many Rishonim named Moshe. But during Chazal, there are certain names that were stayed away from. Even could find one. Interesting. Anyway, but the Rabbi Yaakov tells us, Ha'olam hazeh domo l'pruzdor, b'fnei olam haba, this world is a hallway. We have to remember, the ballroom is at the end of the hallway. Right? This world is a hallway. Okay, you can enjoy the hallway. You can smile, you can dance in the hallway. But recognize that it's the hallway. You're not at the goal yet. You're not in the ballroom yet. It says the Nesiva Shalom in his commentary on Pirkei Avos. Yehudi yichya tamid im argosha, shalom azu rak pruzdor, umav revelo yoser. Right, if we're mashkia, if we invest so much in the hallway, and we think this is the end all and be all, imagine going to a wedding. You spend the whole time in the hallway. You never make it into the ballroom. You don't go to the ballroom. You never met the Bali Simcha, and you never got to eat. Maybe a couple of francs of blankets that go by, right, and some potato puffs. That's about it. Besides that, you didn't get to the main attraction. Says the Nesiva Shalom, that's Olam Hazeh. Again, it doesn't mean not to have fun and enjoy and be happy. Yes. But what's the focus? Right? What's the focus? Right? The chacham, if you spend your whole time in the hallway, it's so chek mimenu. Hare ein ze ela pruzdor. You're not in the main place yet. And that's what we have to recognize. And he quotes on the left side, Ukamamara Sadiqim, Sha'adam Pashud Rawes Olam Azebeinov, Vilol Maba, Hurakmam, and Bemunasa Yishbalam Bab. A Pashud the Jew, like all of us, you know, we see Olam Azeh and Olam Abba, we believe it's there. Sadiqim, they see Olam Abba. They believe Olam Azeh is there too, but it's not really. Yeah, I guess it's here. I guess I have to take care of myself and sleep a little bit and eat a little bit. But it's like Olam Abba is the reality, and Olam Azeh is the. It's what's there. We can't be like Esav. Esav focused on just what's in front of him. What did Yaakov say to him when he came back? Give me some of that red soup. Mikra kayom es b'choras chali. Says the Svarno, what's kayom? All you care about is kayom. So there's no way that b'chora is meaningful for you. All you want is food right now. All you want is olam hazeh, what's in front of you. So the b'chora is not appropriate. We have to make sure that that's our focus. And Hashem makes it a little easier for us. How so? It's a beautiful mashal given, Halakha Valibov, on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Rav Amshor, he says, imagine you're on a boat, and you have to go to a certain land on the other side of the ocean, and you're on the boat, and it's pretty boring. Pretty boring that you're just on the boat, you see this water. All of a sudden, you see a little bit of land. Land! And you start going and rowing and rowing and rowing. Right when you see a little bit, you get a little taste, it gives you chizik. It wakes you up. Even if it's still far. And what if there's like four marker islands along the way? You know, each island is another stage. Until you get to the finals. So every time you see one of those islands, you're like, yeah, let's go there. And then you'll, a little bit, where's the next one? We go through the whole week, we often lose focus of what the goal is. The goal is Olam Haba. So every 7 days, Hashem gives us a little me'ein. Olam Haba. Gives us a little bit of like taste. Right? The Gemara Brachah is 1/60th. Shabbos is 1/60th of Olam Haba. Hashem gives us a little taste of the goal so that it gives us chizik to keep going. Gives us a little taste of the traklin. See, even while though we're still stuck in the pruzdar, we can keep going. Again, there are many in our history that that have this focus. I've quoted in the past, but I love the message, and we'll finish with this. There are so many people that you could add in. People who have inspired us to have focus on Olam Haba, right? And focus that this world is just the trochlin. And that is, I like to quote it because he's somebody who you can go see today, Natan Sharansky. One of the heroes, really, of our generation. The story, I'll link out a lot of his life. But again, the one that I always like to quote other context is, you know, his wife, when he first went into jail, gave him a Tehillim. Give him a Tehillim. He didn't know Hebrew. But she said, give him a Tehillim. You know, they got married, and like right at the Shavuot Brachas, he was taken to jail. Another story, you can read up on him. And so he went to jail, and he had this Tehillim. He didn't let that Tehillim go. No matter what, he got into isolation. They want to take everything. He says, you're not taking this from me. You're going to be punished even more. I don't care. Do whatever you want to me. You're not taking this. He taught himself Hebrew. He's such a mathematical genius somehow with the words and the letters and the nekudos. I don't understand it how, but he taught himself the language. He writes that the first pasuk that clicked, the first pasuk that, as they say in Hebrew, nafal ha'asimon, like the light bulb went on, was gam ke'elech begeitz ha'malas lo yorok ye'atoy imati. That's the first pasuk. And there's stories about this tell him that he never let go. It didn't matter what they were going to do to him. Fast forward. Right, there was a woman who teaches Tanakh in the Gush area, Yael Ziegler. So she wrote this story up. She says she was once, a couple years ago, she was online in a bakery in Yerushalayim. I don't know if any challah on Friday. And she sees online in front of her is Natan Sharansky in the bakery. And she's like, Mr. Sharansky, I teach Tehillim, and I always tell the story about your Tehillim and where it's so inspiring. He reaches into his pocket, and he takes out the Tehillim. She says, you carry that wherever you go? And he answers, no, I don't carry it. It carries me. And that's somebody who lived Haskin Atzmacha B'Pruzdar to get ready for the Trachlan. Just one example. We have so many people in our history, but that's somebody in our generation. Somebody in our generation who realized what life's about. It's not about what's in front of you. Let's recognize what life's about. That means whatever we're doing, as we're learning over the next couple of weeks, many of us are going to be leaving the Kostei Beis HaMedrash. However we spend the next couple of weeks, obviously, Kviyas Itim LaTorah is never something that we stop. But we might be involved in other activities over the next couple of weeks, other mitzvos. But the goal is the same. The focus of our life never changes. Whether we're learning, whether we're doing other mitzvos, the focus of our life is always the magnet has to be up, being pulled up and not being pulled down. As Hashem, we should all be zoche to be pulled up, to pull each other up, and to fulfill all the mitzvos to midios every second of our life.